Already a religious sister and teacher, she accepted another call from God to serve the poorest of the poor. She waited with great patience for the support needed to found the Missionaries of Charity. This congregation brings Christ's love to the sick and dying around the world. Let us ask Mother Teresa to pray for us, that we may grow in patience. Educate yourself in virtue. Learn more at educationinvirtue.com.
Hello, this is Emily Jaminet, parishioner at St. Andrew's Catholic Church. I'm calling to just say what a gift St. Gabriel has been in my life, in my ability to parent and to be encouraged in my walk. I know that God is with me each day, and to turn on the radio is a fantastic reminder that He is always present. Oftentimes, we can get overwhelmed and distracted by the things in our life, but St. Gabriel always seems to refocus me on what matters most, my relationship with Jesus. Thank you so much, and God bless your radiothon.
And here we are for the Spring Spirit Drive once again. I can't believe it's the Spring Spirit Drive. It seems like we just did the Fall Spirit Drive. Just always a lot of fun. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And the way you can participate in this is 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. And it's just so fun to be here and be part of this because we all love Catholic radio. And we're listening right now, so we know. I mean, we have a great listenership even during Spirit Drives because people love to hear from the local guests. And we're featuring this Spirit Tribe, which is really fun. A lot of our lay ministers throughout the diocese and how the Holy Spirit's moving in their lives and what good fruits they're bearing, maybe at the diocesan level, the parish level. It's just really exciting. And so we'll bring our guests on in just a moment. But let me talk about the ways you can give this half hour. We're certainly looking for leadership gifts. We just had one last half hour. That's a gift of $1,000 or more. Those are beautiful, generous gifts that go a long way at the radio station. Also, sustaining membership, really important way to help with the operating costs of the station month to month. It's a $20 a month or more donation. You have opportunities to increase your sustaining membership. So maybe you've been a sustaining member for a while, and this is a time you can up that a little bit. We'd love to do that with you, and we'll set you up for that. Or one-time gifts. There's a lot of one-time gifts coming in, no amount of too small or too large, of course. And if you'd like to become a business member and promote your business on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, you can do that with a donation of $60, and that gives you 100 mentions per year. And so we have some thank yous for our givers and our callers for the donation. So if for the spring drive, if you call or donate during the Spring Spirit Drive, you'll be automatically entered to win a pretty cool prize. It's 4 VIP package and seats tickets for the Rescue Project Live with Father John Ricardo. It's an experience coming on June 18th and 19th at the Ohio Expo Center. We all know Father John Ricardo and his powerful presence and wisdom in all matters, but boy, he is really bringing an important message, an important story to tell you this June. So you'll have a chance to win 4 tickets for that. And all current, new, and those who increase their sustaining memberships will be given the book, The Bible Rosary, The Life of Jesus, just for stopping by. And you can receive this beautiful hardcover prayer book for just stopping by the station if you are a sustaining member or have increased it. So we welcome you to do that. Again, that number, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com is how you can become part of the fun and part of the giving this Spirit Drive. And while we're featuring a lot of lay people during the half-hour segments, we don't want to forget our priests who are such important blessings. So there are priests each half-hour that we are going to honor with if we hit our goal. And our goal for this half-hour is going to be 4 or more gifts. When we hit that, this priest will win a Tim Hortons gift card. So you can help that little process as well. We are going to actually do something kind of fun right now. We're going to spin the wheel and pick a priest at random. So let's go ahead and spin that wheel. Tickety, 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 tickety. Someone's sleeping at the wheel. Oh, there we go. And the winner, oh, Father Michael Harchi. He's moderator for the Curia and love Father Michael Harchi. With or without his beard. I've seen him with the big bushy beard and with clean shaven. We just love Father Michael Harchi. So he can win a Tim Hortons gift card with your help at 614-459-4820. It's time to bring on my guest for the half hour. We have joining us Craig and Stephanie Rapp from St. Paul's in Westerville. Hello, Craig and Stephanie.
Hi, thanks so much for having us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Could one of you lead us in a prayer, please?
Sure, I'd be happy to. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, we just love you so much, and we just thank you for the gift of life and another day and the opportunity to serve you and to love you and be in relationship with you. We lift up this time to you. We ask that you bless our conversation, all the people that are listening. Lord, draw us ever closer to you. We also lift up the St. Gabriel Spirit Drive. We pray for blessings and just the movements in the hearts of all those listening. Ultimately, Lord, we want your will, and we love you so much and give you all praise and all glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Stephanie. We already have a donation. I'd like to just give a quick shout out to Josephine and Eric from St. Peter's in Columbus, and they have given a gift in tribute to the St. Gabriel Radio staff. Boy, they are a small and hardworking staff at St. Gabriel, all great people who really give themselves to operate the station. So thank you very much, and God bless you, Josephine and Eric, for that gift. So, Stephanie, let's start with you. You are the Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Columbus. Tell us, when did you become in that role, the director, and what do you do in that capacity?
So I started working there, October of, 16. It's been almost or a little over 5 years about that. We are similar, a small team. But we focus on all the just how to support parishes, clergy, lay ministers, leaders, and as they minister to the married couples, engaged couples, and families in their parishes. So it is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to just get to know parishes and to support the building block of all society, our families. So we do everything from helping support marriage formation for those that are engaged, marriage enrichment for those already married, and just building the domestic church, helping with parenting and stuff. And then, of course, as we all know, all families go through different things, whether that be grief or separation and divorce. I mean, there's all kinds of things that families are also dealing with and struggling with. And, of course, as church, we want to accompany and be there for everybody as well. So some of those other ministries kind of fall under our office in ways that we're able to support parishes and families.
Now, you guys started a family ministry at St. Paul's. So, Craig, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been, honestly, a really big blessing in our lives as well. But we had the opportunity when Father Jonathan Wilson started at St. Paul's as the new pastor to contribute more, and he spoke with us, and our biggest initiative was we really wanted to bring family life into everything at St. Paul's. And so things like different sacraments that are being pursued, whether it be confession or adoration, really trying to make those things family friendly. And we started off doing something called Just Stay and Play, which was just a really easy opportunity after the 10 o'clock mass. We invited a bunch of families out to the playground outside. It was a good opportunity for adults and older children to just have fellowship, learn more about each other, and then for the kids to just play together, which, of course, led to friendships there. And there was always donuts and coffee, of course, which makes things easy, but it's been a real blessing for us so far.
And speaking of donuts and coffee, we are trying to win Father Michael Harchi a Tim Hortons gift card, and we just had another gift as we're working towards that, and this is someone from your own parish. We have Bill and Sheila from St. Paul who just called in their gift at 614-459-4820, so thank you so much, Bill and Sheila, for participating in the Spring Spirit Drive. Elizabeth Ficicelli, we're chatting with Craig and Stephanie Rapp from St. Paul's in Westerville. So, Stephanie, what kind of trends are you seeing in marriage today? I've kind of read statistics that fewer people are getting married, and just what's the state of marriage right now from a Catholic perspective?
I mean, there are, Sadly, there are those statistics that you said. There are less people getting married. People are putting off marriage. There are obviously different views and even definitions in the world of what marriage is. But at the same time, there's just always so much hope and so much joy. I mean, we get to see all and hear from couples all the time who are just in love and seeking to give themselves in marriage and to really be formed and prepare. And it's just wonderful talking to priests and deacons who are preparing these couples and just all the ways that they're supporting them. But then also the couples themselves, like we get feedback from the pre-Cana programs and the mentoring programs and all the beautiful things that just acknowledging that this is a vocation and this is going to be a lifelong commitment in a way that they could be Christ to their spouse and to their future family and ultimately, hopefully we all end up in heaven, right? Like that's our mission. So it has been such a joy to be able to minister in this way, despite the hardships and the different barriers and challenges there are with marriage ministry, of course. It hits home to relationship. It hits home to love. And I think people, you know, you have to talk about a lot of serious, more intimate things when you're talking about marriage. But it's so good because it's an opportunity to be vulnerable and really work on yourself, which, and you know, most who are married know that marriage is also a sacrifice and a way to die to ourselves and give to our spouse. And that's not always easy, but with Christ, we can do all those things. So yeah, there are definitely challenges. And like you said, less people getting married and some confusion over what marriage is, but... Mm-hmm. But there's also just so much truth and goodness and so many people out there ministering to couples in this way.
And Craig, how would you say you, on a personal level, how do you keep your own marriage and family healthy so you can be a witness to other couples?
I think the biggest one for us is prayer. I know that Stephanie and I both spend a lot of time praying it's usually praying and focusing on ourselves. It's not focusing on, you know, seeking change in the other person, but realizing that marriage really is all about self-sacrifice and putting the other person before yourself out of love for, obviously, Christ, but just like he did for us, but also love for the other person. And so, you know, I know that I pray almost daily to be a better husband, to be a better father in the way that Christ wants me to be, and that my my relationship to my kids and also my relationship to my wife reflects him and what he wants me to be.
Yeah, beautiful. Prayer is so key. We learn a lot about prayer here on Catholic Radio, on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and how to enter it to more deeply and develop that relationship with Jesus Christ, that deep personal relationship for our lives, for our marriages, for our families. Before we go to our audio clip, let me just give a quick thank you to Tracy at St. John Newman for her gift. So that is three gifts so far. We need to surpass four to win Father Michael Hartshee his Tim Hortons gift card. So while you're picking up the phone at 614-459-4820, we're going to turn our attention to an audio clip. Dr. Edward Sree, who does a podcast called All Things Catholic during the 4 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, has a clip called Love Like Christ in Your Marriage, very fitting for our guests. So let's listen to this.
And so that's the real test of love. When your beloved lets you down, when your beloved disappoints you, when your beloved didn't think through everything the way that you would have hoped they would have thought through it, when your beloved doesn't say thank you, when your beloved doesn't honor you and praise you, when you feel frustrated in your marriage, maybe lonely in your marriage, precisely in those moments when you feel misunderstood in your marriage, that your spouse just doesn't get it. In those moments, what do you do? That's when love is really tested, right? Because if love is just eros, it's about what I get. I get these feelings. I feel good about myself. I feel really close to this other person. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's all good. Pope Benedict emphasized that eros is not bad. It's just that it needs to be purified. It needs to be enhanced with agape. And so we need to move from just eros to agape. And we go into our marriages with the mixture of both. And we want to bring agape ever more to the center of our marriage, to get out of ourselves. What do I get out of this other person? So again, I want to highlight this. You know, Pope Benedict emphasizes this, that eros and agape aren't completely separated. You know, that We were fascinated with this other person when we're falling in love, and we love those delightful feelings and the growing friendship and all that, and it's all great. But over time, we become less and less concerned with self and more concerned with our beloved and seeking our beloved's happiness. And that's where agape is already starting to enter our love. So I want to talk practically now. How do we grow in agape love? How do we grow in agape love in just our friendships in general, but especially in marriage? Pope Benedict emphasizes that man cannot live this sacrificial, self-giving love on his own. He can't always just be giving and giving. He has to receive. And I can't receive agape love fully from my spouse. My spouse cannot fulfill all my heart's deepest desires. They can't satisfy my deepest longings in life. Only God can. I need to go to the source of agape love, the one who is agape love, the God who is love. I need to go to him. He needs to fill me up. So that's the first practical thing I want to emphasize, is that oftentimes we can go into our marriages, and I hear this, especially with younger couples entering their marriages. I hear stories of this, that many of them will go into their marriages and then things get hard, and they'll share about how, you know, now this other person isn't fulfilling all my needs, or this, I'm not happy. I have to work at this marriage. It's really hard. It's frustrating. And somehow that's like my beloved's fault. It's as if they're looking for their beloved to satisfy their needs. And that can never, no human person can satisfy our heart's deepest longings. Only God can. And so if we don't get this point right, you know, and you can see this with young people when they're single, they just, I want to be married. And that's great. God put that on our heart. But if I think that my spouse is going to solve all my problems in life, now I'm going to be happy. Everything's going to work out. You're in for a lot of disillusionment when you go into your marriage. We have to realize that only God can fulfill those deepest desires. And if I'm trying to get all of my needs met by my spouse, that's a recipe for disaster. And so I need to tank up with God, so to speak. I need to fill my heart with agape love. Secondly, how do I do that? We need to do that through a prayer life. I often talk on the show the great importance of having a daily prayer life. I can't tell you how essential that is for marriage, that you need as a husband. I want to speak to the men out there. You need time to pray every day. You will not be the husband God wants you to be. You will not be the father God wants you to be if you do not have time for prayer. And I mean, not just saying prayers. I mean, you've got like 20 minutes at least of quiet time, intimately talking with God, living in divine intimacy with him, in friendship with him. You're sharing from your life. You're listening. Maybe you're doing Lectio Divina, meditating on the scriptures, whatever it is, but there's an intimate conversation that's filling you up, and you're turning your heart and your troubles and your desires and your plans. You're surrendering all that to the Lord and asking him to guide you, him to be the one to help you, him to be the one to encourage you, him to be the one to shape your life.
Of Dr. Edward Sree. His podcast called All Things Catholic can be heard during the 4 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday, here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, a station where you can hear faithful teaching that's in line with scripture and catechism. It gives you great resources, whether you're a school teacher or a catechist or working in the diocesan level, like one of our guests today. And it's a station that can, the programming can help build our marriages and our domestic church. So I'm joined right now with Craig and Stephanie Rapp from St. Paul's and Westerville, and we've kind of been talking about marriage since Stephanie is the Director of Marriage and Family Life for the diocese. So Stephanie, what hits you, anything in particular, because obviously love is essential to marriage and family, anything that really stuck out in your mind?
Yeah, I love that clip, and I love that it was chosen for us to talk about, but what really stuck out to me is when he was talking about, obviously what Craig already also pointed out, is the need for prayer and daily prayer to be filled up by him. And I think in that, not only is he obviously filling us up and we're able to receive his love, but we learn more about what love actually is, you know, from him. And during that, those times with the Lord, that he molds us and molds our hearts so that we could be more like him, and kind of reference back to what Dr. Sree said at the beginning, that we start to love more like him, which is more other focused. You know, it's not so much about us, but the other. And also, just the joy in that, and just the joy in receiving love, it makes me think about how much fun, like, Craig and I have, too. Mm-hmm. and just the joy that comes with family life, and if you're blessed with children, the joy of raising children, and it just also allowing like the joy of the Lord to be your strength day in and day out in your married life.
Oh, that is beautiful. We're here for the Spring Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I want to give a thank you to a caller who called in during that audio clip, Catherine at St. Timothy's, and she became a sustaining member. So thank you so much, Catherine from St. Timothy's. She says, I love this radio station. It's a wonderful resource and gift for my faith. I also suggest it to others who aren't even Catholic. And she touches on a good point because we do have non-Catholic listeners. We appreciate you, Catherine, at St. Timothy's for becoming a sustaining member. And we also have an anonymous gift that just came in from St. John Newman. So thank you, Anonymous. You can give anonymously as well. And you're welcome to do that at 614-459-4820. So we just surpassed our goal this half hour. So we do get to give Father Michael Harchi his gift card to Tim Hortons. So first of all, thank you for all the callers that called in this half hour. But we still have a few minutes, so the giving doesn't have to stop. In fact, we encourage you at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. Craig, what about you? What struck you in this audio clip?
Yeah, I think I obviously agree with everything he said, and I think the prayer piece is big, as Stephanie already pointed out. But I think what I would add to it is, in my personal experience at least, that when you pray for big things tend to happen. And when you have that prayer for relationship with God, big things tend to happen as well. So just, you know, I know that from a marriage and family life perspective, you know, when we've needed jobs to come through, when we've needed to improve our marriage, when you know, just any number of things that happened, I feel like God has always answered our prayers, and I think a lot of that is because of the prayer life that we have, and just kind of, you know, really putting ourselves out there and opening ourselves up to God's will.
Yeah, and certainly Dr. Edward Sree pointed that out, the challenge to men, especially to be those prayer leaders. And I can see that in my own marriage as I watch my husband in more recent years really turn his heart and mind to God and really seeking God's counsel on all kinds of things that I think he used to be more apt to say, well, I'll try to figure this out myself first. But boy, we've reprioritized, and I see what a difference that is. And that just makes me want to lean on my husband more in a good way, not in the way that, like Edward Sree said, you can't like count on your spouse to fulfill all your deepest desires and all your needs, or you'll set yourself up for failure. But certainly, as spouses, we do want to witness to one another. We want to build each other up and walk as deeply in faith as possible to be that witness and help our spouse get to heaven. So we do have a responsibility there, of course. We are here for the Spring Spirit Drive. And so I just got a note on my board here that says, if we get to 8 gifts this half hour, Father Harchi will get 2 gift cards for Tim Hortons. And we're 5 there. So Stephanie and Craig are really inspiring people's hearts right now. Maybe you want to call and give an honor of your marriage, which is wonderful. We'll announce the name of your spouse or the years married. Or maybe you want to give in honor of a marriage that's been a blessing to your own, you know. And I think in my life, my in-laws, their marriage was a real model and blessing for me as a Catholic convert. I was like, yeah, I want to have what they have. They have something special. Mm-hmm. And they were so rooted in their Catholic faith. And I was not raised with any really rooting in any faith. So I really didn't have that model growing up. But boy, I saw that when I was a young adult. And I was like, yeah, I want that, because I see the difference in a Catholic sacramental marriage versus just, you know, just a union out there. So, you know, what about this? What do you think, Stephanie, could be the value of Catholic radio as people are trying to live out your faith? Because I know that you've been on a couple of programs on Catholic radio. Isn't that correct?
Yes. I've been on a few, and really the relationship with St. Gabriel and the diocese, it's just wonderful to have this opportunity to just be able to reach so many people with the good news of God's plan for marriage and family life. And as, like what you were just talking about with seeing others live it out, marriage is a mission. You know, it's our vocation and our own path to holiness for those of us that God calls to marriage, but our marriage is not just for the two spouses, but it's also for, of course, their families and for the world. You know, like the one marriage seeking the Lord can just bless so many other people. And St. Gabriel has really given our office the opportunity to share, you know, just as staff and as employees of the diocese, but also sharing stories of people who are married, who are sharing their witness of love to others. And St. Gabriel gives them a platform to do that. We've spoken about natural family planning on here. I've been blessed to be able to be on a few shows, and I talk with Peggy Hartshorn frequently about family sanctuary, too. And I know she really feels passionately about marriage and family life as well. So it's been such a wonderful avenue to just share the Lord's good news and hopefully reach as many people as we can.
That's awesome. And as we're just wrapping up this half hour now, Craig, is there anyone you want to invite or challenge to give right now?
Oh, gosh. That's a great question.
All of St. Paul.
Yeah. Robert Hart, you get another gift card. We'll give as well. So transfer us over to the fundraiser.
Yeah, let me go back to work and say, look, Father Hart, look what I did.
Yeah, there you go. And we just had another gift come in from Jennifer at St. Mary of the Assumption. And thank you for your gift. And she's giving in honor of Craig and Stephanie. So that's wonderful. Jennifer, thank you so much for your gift. In fact, she increased her sustaining membership. And so that's one of the things that we're able to do during the Spirit Drives is increase our sustaining membership. That is such an important gift. So that's six. We're going to have to switch mics here, but you still have five more minutes to try to get Father Hartshorn a second Tim Hortons card. And you can do that by calling 614-459-4820 or going online at stgabrielradio.com. Thank you so much, Stephanie and Craig Rapp from St. Paul's, for joining us this afternoon. Hour for all you're doing to witness both on the diocesan level and your parish level and a personal level, friend to friend, about marriage and the importance of a good, healthy marriage and family. So God bless both of you.
Thank you so much
for having us.
All right.
Yes,
God bless.
We love St. Gabriel.
Woohoo! All right. We're going to send you on your way. I'm going to switch mics. Next coming up is the wonderful Father Thomas Blau. He'll take over for a few hours. I'll be back at 3 p.m. with some more gifts, some more giving, some more guests. And we are well on our way for our daily goal of 100 gifts. We're 34 there, so a little over a third on the way there. I think we're right on track for the giving. But don't forget to call 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. That's how you can become part of the fun. We're going to take a break. Tell your friends. If you've given already, great, and you're listening, awesome. Send an email, send a text, whatever you need to do to get the word out that this is the Spring Spirit Drive here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and we want everyone to participate. God bless. I'll see you this afternoon.
Hi, this Sarah is Kevin clubs throughout Holy the family. World.
Heavenly Father, today I pray for our suffering nation that you would raise up godly leaders with hearts and
minds. We are so blessed to have faithful Catholic radio in our community, and I love how so many times the programming speaks to me at just the right time in just the right way. Please join me in continuing to support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio in our community so that together we will continue to broadcast the good news throughout Ohio.
Heavenly Father, today I pray for our suffering nation that you would raise up godly leaders with hearts and minds open to your truth. I pray for our government leaders, our military, and our first responders. I beg that in your mercy you would replace division with unity, hatred with love, evil with purity, chaos with peace. Most of all, I pray that the knowledge of your goodness and sovereignty will spread across this nation, setting hearts afire. But I also humbly recognize that I play an important part of that process in the way I treat every person you send my way. Therefore, Lord, open my eyes and heart, and let me not be blinded by my own understanding. When I am tempted to take an us-against-them viewpoint, help me rather to see each person as a precious son or daughter of God. And then, Lord, give me the grace to love that person as you do. You have created me for such a time as this, Lord, and I am ready to do your will. Amen.
Sarah clubs throughout the world pray for and support the priesthood and consecrated religious life. Please join in our prayer for vocations.
O God, who wills not the death of a sinner, but rather that he be converted and live, grant, we beseech you, through the intercession of Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, St. Joseph, her spouse, St. Junipero Serra, and all the saints, an increase of laborers for your church, fellow laborers with Christ to spend and consume themselves for souls, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
For information on the Sarah Clubs in the Diocese of Columbus, go to sarahcolumbus.org. That's SERRA Columbus.org.